Welcome to India Speaks Daily. I'm Mr. Narayankar. A Delhi court today denied bail to Jamia Millia Islamia scholar Safura Jargar, saying it found no merits in her application. It was submitted that Safura had polycystic ovary syndrome, which could increase the chances of miscarriage. However, the additional sessions judge Dharmender Rana dismissed the plea, saying he did not find merits in it. Soon after, the Liberals started their campaign on Twitter and other social media platforms. Swara Bhaskar shamed the court for denying bail to the pregnant Safura. She is lodged at Tihar jail for her alleged role in Delhi riots. Probably the dimwit Swara could have had different view if she would have been beaten up by Safura as she had done to one Seema Ayman Rizvi, a Muslim activist. Seema was assaulted by protesters who had accused her of being an RSS agent. The Liberals might have sympathy for the pregnant Safura, but that does not make any case for setting her free. If Swara can sympathize with Safura, there should not be any difficulty in sympathizing with Seema, who was suffering from kidney problems. She was assaulted and confined in a room by Safura and her notorious gang during anti-CAA protests. In this context, it is very important to know the criminal record of Safura before anybody sympathizes with her pregnancy. She is not alone in inciting riots, but many others are with her. Some of them include JNU student leader Umar Khalid and RJD youth leader Miran Haider, who is also a JNU student. They have been arrested under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act and accused of premeditated conspiracy to incite riots, which had killed 53 innocent people, including IB officer Ankit Sharma, who was stabbed multiple times in ISI style. They also have been booked under sections pertaining to sedition, murder, attempt to murder, promoting enmity between different groups on grounds of religion, and rioting. In fact, Umar Khalid is the one who had praised slain Hizbul commander Burhan Wani in a Facebook post. He had compared Wani to Argentine Marxist guerrilla leader Che Guevara. Safura also had conspired with Khalid, who allegedly gave two provocative speeches in Delhi, urging protesters to block roads during US President Donald Trump's visit to India. She was also in touch with the Jamia Millia Islamia University Alumni Association President Shifa Ur Rahman, who was arrested under UAPA Act on charges of provoking communal riots in Delhi. He also is accused of receiving funds from Gulf countries to hold protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act in various parts of Delhi. The money was spent to instigate Delhi riots. He also indulged in hate speeches, resulting in riots in areas like Jamia Nagar, Shaheen Bagh, Silampur, Khureji, Inderlok, and House Rani. Therefore, all these alleged crimes of Safura should not be confused with the sympathy narrative weaved around her pregnancy. There are qualified and professional doctors in the prison who can give her best of the treatments, and that's what the court has ordered. Thank you. Jai Hind. Vande Mataram.